Welcome to the Resentment-Free Relationships Podcast. I'm Becky Smith, your certified life coach, here to help you go from exhausted and resentful to feeling connected and confident in your relationships. Are you ready? Let's go. Hello and welcome to the podcast, my friends. Today, I want to talk about something that I don't do very often. I rarely do this, and that is reread a book. If you know me, then you know I'm a big reader, or better said, big listener to books. I like to listen to as many audiobooks as I can get my hands on. I still do like reading. The problem is that as my eyes have gotten older, whenever I read, it just makes my eyes so tired that I fall asleep. I tend to like to listen to books more because I can listen in the car, I can listen while I'm doing housework, and I can listen while I'm getting ready in the morning. I can listen on double speed. I really enjoy listening to audiobooks. I like historical fiction. I like fiction in general. I do like fantasy, like young adult stuff like Harry Potter, Hunger Games, all that kind of stuff. But this week, I decided to re-listen, or I think the first time I actually read it. So this time I was listening to a book that I had read quite a few years ago. And this book, the first time I read it, stayed with me. I thought about it for quite a while, and I actually really loved the book. And so I thought I would give it a try. Let's re-listen to it. And you know what? It was just as good, if not better, the second time, because I'm a different person than I was the first time that I listened, or the first time that I read that book. I have more knowledge about thoughts and feelings and actions. I just have more lived experience because I'm older. And so the book just hit in a different way. So if you're wondering, the name of the book is What Alice Forgot by Leanne Moriarty. That was published in 2009. The premise of the book is that Alice hits her head in spin class and she loses the last 10 years. So at the time of the accident, she is 39. She is separated from her husband and about to get a divorce, and she has 3 children. When she hits her head and wakes up, she thinks she's 29 and she thinks she's pregnant. So throughout the book, we get to see through Alice's eyes the way her younger self saw things. And then you get to experience the characters of the book, her husband, her new boyfriend, her sister, her kids, explaining to her who she is now. The first time I read the book, I couldn't pinpoint why it made me think so much and why it really stuck with me. But on this second time through, it's the shift in perspective that makes this book so fascinating. Because Alice gets her to see her life through different eyes, it forces her to be curious, to be more objective. As she goes throughout the book, she is genuinely curious and trying to understand how or why she is the way she is at the age of 39. Because her 29-year-old self was not like that at all. Alice has several conversations with characters like her sister, who has been struggling with infertility for over 10 years. And their relationship has become really strained and really rocky. It isn't anything that they can really say was this thing that you said to me or this fight, but it was just a slow corrosion over time that their relationship just got distant. But as Alice shows up as almost a blank slate, really genuinely, truly trying to understand, it changes the dynamic of all of her relationships. Another thing that I noticed is that Alice drops all sense of defensiveness. She isn't trying to defend herself in any way because she really can't, because she doesn't remember. So instead, she comes up with a lot of compassion and a lot of empathy. So when someone else in the relationship says, well, you did this or you did that, she generally can say, oh, well, that's horrible. I'm sorry that happened, because she didn't have the memory of doing it. She didn't have the self-defensiveness that she had to preserve herself, that she had to defend herself. And that really helped the walls go down. In the world of coaching, we often refer to our future self as someone who can help us to reach our goals, as sort of an aspiration of asking our future self, what would you do in this situation? Well, this book kind of turned that upside down, and it's like asking your past self. And I think this can also be a useful tool. The past self that wasn't so jaded, the past self that wasn't taking up all the little tiny slights and hurts that tend to happen in relationships. That past self that looked at things with optimism and hope and curiosity and understanding. So I think this book just brought out that concept to me a little more. That yes, we do want to use our future self that we envision to give us wisdom, but also our past selves have wisdom that we can learn from them. Even if you're going all the way back to childhood, there are things that that child self, that innocent, hopeful child, can teach you, that you can learn from, that you can tap back into. And so I really appreciated that on the second read through of this book, because although this is all fictional and made up, we can learn from it. We can take these principles and put them into real life. So I am not suggesting to anyone to hit their head and have amnesia. But I am suggesting that the tactics and the principles used in this can be used intentionally and on purpose to help with our relationships that we are really struggling in, that seem to be a sense of defensiveness, that seem to be stonewalling, that have all the four horsemen of the apocalypse that I have been talking about in recent episodes. So you're probably thinking, okay, Becky, shy of hitting my head really hard and getting amnesia, how do I do this? How do I become curious and less defensive and all the things that you just said? Well, let's start out with some questions. One of the first questions I would ask is, why am I getting defensive about this? And you might uncover some deeper layers or issues about why you're getting defensive. Also, use that past self that I talked about and ask her the question, how would you have seen this? Or what is another way to look at this situation? How is my partner seeing this? How do I know? What if I'm wrong? Is this even a problem? Whenever you take the time to reflect, to ask yourself a question, you are being curious. You are being open. And that will shift your perspective. so you won't even need a bump on the head to see things more clearly. And if you haven't read the book, I don't want to completely spoil the end for you, because it really is worth reading and worth considering. So get on your free library app. I use Libby, and put that book on hold, audiobook if you like, or you can read it or go to your library or buy it on Amazon to really immerse yourself in the power of a perspective shift, in the power of looking at things through a different lens. And again, if you don't want to read the book, then just work on some of these questions that I put in this episode to improve your relationships this week. After listening, I want you to either see things differently, think differently, feel differently, or do something different that is going to benefit your life and your relationships. So thank you once again for listening. Share this with a friend and have a beautiful week. Bye for now. If this episode resonated with you, then I know you'd love a quick one-on-one chat with me where we get to talk privately about your specific issue or concern. And you'll come away with one specific strategy that you can use today to change your life and your relationships. And the best part is, it's absolutely free. So click the link in the show notes and sign up today.